Episode 1033, Happiness is Homemade.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it's all about food. Come on, happiness is homemade. Aren't you ready to eat your way to good food and good life? Oh, we're doing it today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, 'tis the season for good food, good life. Happiness is homemade. Between now and the end of the year, food temptations are on the rise. Think about it. It probably started just a couple weeks ago. It's called Halloween, candy galore. And it's just sitting there in a bowl and you just want to eat it. And then you want to take another bite and then another bite. Then on top of that, you've got all the yummy goodness. Oh yeah, the sugar cookies, the fudge, the sweet potato pie, turkey, prime rib, ham, homemade cinnamon rolls. Is your mouth watering yet? Apple pie, pumpkin pie. And we cannot forget, just for my sister, homemade banana cream. Oh yes, banana cream pie. It's so refreshing in the middle of winter. Happiness is homemade. But with happiness can come stress too. The strike of the new year awakens the reality of the holiday 15. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, we don't like that, do we? Because it's no longer 5 pounds. That's because we begin the holiday celebrations when? October, all the way into the new year. That's a long time to celebrate. And if you're anything like my family, we have birthdays and celebrations that start in August. So we're celebrating from August all the way into the new year. Holy Toledo. Now, getting down on yourself doesn't help either. You might be thinking, oh, you know, I could just beat myself out of this good food and good life. That just might be the easy way out. But if you try to avoid all the good food, then it won't feel like a good life. Catch 22. And remember though still, happiness is homemade. We want to take part in that happiness. We like to feel happy. And when you think about those fond memories, there's food wrapped up in it. Oh yes, there is. It's scrumptious. Why? Because food involves all 5 senses. I can remember growing up, and we still have the family farm, and it's on 13 acres. And there's 3 homes on there, and I've actually lived in all 3 homes in my lifetime since I was a little girl on up. I mean, I've moved around. Of course, you all know I've moved around a ton, which we're in the middle of moving now. But on the hill, we would come back, and all of my mom's siblings and their children, so all my cousins, we would come up, and it was a small house. The main house was a 3-bedroom home. Big for maybe back then, but not so big when you have a lot of people there. And there's a lot of people. I mean, my cousins, my aunt actually had 4 children. You know, there were 3 in our family and there were 2 in the other. So it adds up fast. And when you have that many kids around, it can get kind of wild. But I can remember it didn't matter what the occasion was. It could be Thanksgiving, it could be Christmas, it could be New Year's, it could be a birthday. But when the family came together, it was always a celebration. We always considered it a party and a holiday. And I can remember waking up early and I would just lay down. Most of the time we'd sleep on the floor. We'd make up the pallets and we'd bring our blankets from wherever we traveled from. We'd travel from Indiana or Texas or Utah or Washington, D.C., crazy places. And we would drive in and we would crash. We'd bring our own, you know, pillows and blankets and we'd make these, you know, sleeping areas. And then we'd have to clean them up for the day, go pile them on a bed in the back of the bedroom, and then we'd take them out and do it again. Well, I can remember everybody else would be sleeping in and I would be kind of awake. And I'd hear all the girls in the kitchen. The girls now are my great grandma, my grandma, my mom, and my 2 aunts. And I would hear them hurrying and scurrying. And they all had their special, you know, recipes that they would do. My aunt, Aunt Darlene, always and still does makes scrumptious homemade cinnamon rolls. Oh, my mouth is watering now. In fact, I have a recipe. One of these days, maybe I'll share it with you. So yummy. And they would have coffee being made, and so you would hear the drops of the coffee because it was so quiet. And so once when they would take a breath long enough from talking stories about the kids and what was going on with life, you would hear the drops of the coffee. That was way before Keurig was ever invented. And then there were those scrambled eggs and the bacon. Oh my gosh, the bacon. And then we'd have the sausage, juice or milk, and oh yeah, real butter. Oh yes, we had to have real butter. Just such fond memories. And that was just brunch. That was just to start the day. That didn't include anything else. But I can remember us running in, the kids and, you know, and my cousins, we would go and we'd run in and grab a bite of a piece of bacon. And my grandpa would be like, now you need to sit down. Don't run around the house with food. Yes, grandpa. And we'd sit there. And the thing I'd also remember is if we really wanted something, we had to give him a ticket. The ticket was something special. And it was, yeah, a pretend ticket. But if we wanted to sit on his lap, he'd say, do you have your ticket? If we wanted a drink of his milk or something, do you have your ticket? It was just something fun. You see, those are fond memories. Happiness is homemade. But with the holidays, we don't want those 15 pounds that comes with the happiness. Oh, no. So how do you enjoy the good food, good life? Here is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Eat like you decorate. Eat like you decorate. A little strange, I know. Come on, hang in there with me. We're talking about holidays here. We're prepping you for success so you can have happiness all the way through the holidays. And you don't have to sit here and worry about, oh my gosh, am I doing something right? No, because it's going to be fun. So eat like you decorate. Number one, you eat with color. Don't you decorate with color? So eat with color. Your plate should always be colorful. Don't let it all be the same. You can't have sweet potato pie, Cheetos, mac and cheese, and carrots. That's all the same color. Not good. Eat with color. That was what my grandmother always told me. Hun, you need to eat with color. Always got to have color. We decorate with color, right? Think of all the different colors you use. Halloween, Thanksgiving, birthday parties, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, the New Year's, all the different colors. So decorate with color. Number two, eat with diversity. Whoa, yes, eat different foods. You use different decorations. You may have snowmen and stars and angels and trees and wreaths. You have candles, all different colors of candles, all different heights, all different sizes, all different looks. Maybe you have little figurines. Maybe you have a Christmas owl. Maybe you have a Halloween owl. You're into owls. Maybe you have a Halloween chicken. I don't know. But eat with diversity as you decorate with diversity. You use different decorations, so you got to do the same with your food. And number three, oh, this is a fun one. Okay, I know you're probably going to laugh at this one. Eat your fiber. Think of this as your foundation, right? Because you have a foundation when you decorate. Think of your Christmas trees, your wreaths, your leaves, okay, your candle holders, where you have maybe, you know, you could have evergreens around it. All of that stuff, the garland, that's all of your what? Foundation. That's what your fiber is. It's the best foundation for you. And that foundation is like your whole grains, your legumes, your nuts and seeds, your vegetables. And your vegetables like great peas. Oh yeah, yum. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and fruits like raspberries, pears, and apples. Oh yeah, another excuse to have an apple pie. Okay, just pretend you're eating all the apples and the crust doesn't count. Happiness is homemade, right? You want to be able to eat like you decorate. When you do that, you're not going to have to worry about the holiday 15. No, because you're going to be focused on decorating. Decorating what? Your yummy tummy. And your body is going to appreciate that much more. Because when you eat, what is it? It's fuel for your body. It's nutrition. Why do you think God made things colorful? so our eyes would be drawn to it. We eat with all five senses, right? We put it in our mouth and there's a crunch when we bite down. I don't have anything here to crunch on, but I would crunch for you. Some of you love that crunch. Others prefer to suck on things. Whatever floats your boat. There's no right or wrong here. But what there is that it involves all five senses when it comes to food. And that's how we what? Create memories, lasting memories. We can be walking into a shopping area and all of a sudden there's a smell of a food that you know, graces our nose and we're like, oh, and it takes you back immediately. Think about it. I know you can think about it right now. If you smell an apple pie or a turkey or even French fries, I'm not saying French fries are good. I'm just giving you an example. Funnel cakes for me. I can remember the funnel cakes when, oh my goodness, and the powdered sugar on them. I can smell it. And when I smell it, it immediately takes me back to a little country fair that we went to. My first one ever. And I went with my best friends. Our memories are wrapped around our food. It's all intertwined. Happiness is homemade. And you don't have to worry about dodging it because you want to be a part of it. So enjoy it. Now, I know sometimes food is a struggle for some of us. Personally, it's a struggle for me. And so if you are wanting help with nutrition and food, I would love to offer you a free gift. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin a coaching call with me. You can actually talk to me about your concerns, where your struggles are. Let's figure out what you can do right now. And yes, even right this second, between now and the next week or so, let's get you scheduled for a coaching call so you know how you can more than survive the holidays. You don't have to worry about the holiday 15. Yeah, you may put on a pound or two, but you know what? That's okay. It's going to go off the more you start working and the better you're hydrating your body. Because really, 2 to 3, 4 pounds, it's not that big of a deal. 15, 20 pounds, that's a different story. So we don't want to leave you hanging there with 15 or 20 pounds. Happiness is homemade. So click on the link, Take Aim, and that will begin our conversation. Tis the season for good food, good life. How are you going to choose it today? Are you going to really, truly try and enjoy the holidays with a smile on your face? Yes, I know it's going to be stressful, but don't make it about food. Food should not be stressful. It's fuel. God gave us food as honestly a gift. Because think about all the different textures and the taste that we can enjoy on our palate. It's just beyond scrumptious. It's indescribable. And he gave that to us for us to enjoy, but not to indulge. We don't need that holiday 15. So eat like you decorate, because happiness is homemade. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.